The truth of any matter can be a continual search. How do you determine it? What is the barometer you use to establish verity in your life? There are so many outlets vying for your attention, attempting to define and redefine truth at every turn. The verity of the Word of God is the only standard that matters and never changes. It is the only truth that is perpetual and invariable, whether you believe it or not. Relying upon it as the authority in your life will bring you closer to your purpose and align you with its verity. Please join me on this episode of the Spoken Verity Podcast as my co-hosts and I speak the eternal verity, the unchangeable truth that is the Word of God, in love.
TSV family, welcome this week to the 37th conversation of your favorite podcast, the Spoken Verity Podcast. I am Wiley Harris III, and I'm here with my brother, Brother Sozo, as we conclude our transition that we started back in episode 34. What's going on, brother? Healed, saved, and delivered. How's it
Come
going?
Come on with it. Come on
yes,
with it. Yes. Yeah, I'm good, bro.
We didn't discuss Sozo as much. We'll get into that.
We'll get into that as we proceed in this new chapter. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is truly a privilege for us to continue in this space, and we are grateful to our God to be operating in this detail of our purpose as we bring you the truth that is the Word of God in love. Let's begin our communion with prayer and thanksgiving. Holy Spirit of God, we just give you praise and thank you, Lord, for this episode, for this time of sharing with our audience, the direction of the Spoken Verity Podcast. This new direction, as led by your Spirit, Father, maybe without one of our brothers, Lord God, but he's always with us in spirit. And as we continue to move forward, Father, we just thank you that your words being spoken through us will touch the lives of those you send us to. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your grace and your mercy abounds. We understand that this is a privilege. We don't take this lightly. We love to speak your word. We love to engage with your children. We love to engage with your spirit. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that that love is expressed in this episode. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our conversation today will be centered on the vision of TSV and reiterating what our God gave to us by continuing that mission. I have a few questions I'm going to ask my brother, and we will just continue our dialogue we started in episodes 34, 35, and 36. So I'm not going to have a long opening as we typically do to kind of set the stage. That's really setting the stage right there, just in terms of what our mission is moving forward. Now, before I start asking and answering these questions, Brother Remy, you have anything that you wanted to say to set the stage for your message to our audience?
Yeah, kind of a recap of 36, where it wasn't a full regular episode, but 36 seasons coming out of Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 1. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We are in this transitional season. And recently, in my time with Holy Spirit, we are resetting a new season in the middle of a season. So we are 36 episodes, now going into 37. So we're 12 episodes into season 2 of the podcast and now having to get on a new season or new chapter, as you've been led to call this episode. So it was a great setting for us to now pick up of a continue in 37.
Amen. 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 And yes, this is a new chapter. And as we turn the page, it's important for us to recognize that that's what this is. We are led of the Spirit of God. Yes. When truth presents itself, that's what we follow. We don't look at personal experiences. We don't look at things that will attempt to divert us from what the truth is. We stay in the truth and expect our personal experiences to line up with that. So TSV family, if you did not hear any of the episodes that started this new chapter, then go ahead and take a listen to episodes 34, 35, and 36. I'm just going to start asking some questions here. And these are questions that both Brother Sozo and I will answer in terms of what is the focus now for TSV during this next chapter? Brother Sozo, you want to go ahead and start the answer for that question? What's the focus now for our show?
I believe the focus remains what it's been. And I say that because the Holy Spirit led us to kick this off with this mission statement of the Spoken Verity podcast with the guidance of the Holy Spirit offers an insightful look at life experiences as well as current and cultural issues through the lens of God's word.
Right.
I'm remembered of something you privately shared with me. I don't think you have a problem with me saying this, that Mama told you when we kicked off that we should be careful not to preach about the word, but to rather preach the word. Am I right?
Yes, that's
exactly
right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I say that to say, what's the focus of this next chapter? If anything, maybe it's intensified, but I don't think the focus is changed, that now we start talking about something that is not in the Bible, is what I mean. I've been staying focused. This will probably come up as we continue conversations. When we go a little bit granular to now start thinking of what kind of topics, yeah, it might be not as heavy as it initially was. And that's not because we are scared of our topics, but I don't want to get into a question you're going to ask coming up soon here. But yeah, the focus for the Spoken Verity, as far as I believe, has not changed. The intensity, the intentionality probably gets more deeper, but the focus remains speaking Amen. The word of God in truth, in
Amen.
Love.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. And, yeah. And when my mother shared that with me, mm-hmm. that was something that she had gotten from Holy Spirit. And it's true. We hear a lot of preaching about the word. Mm. And a lot of times that gets filtered through personal experience. And we allow that to supplant the word and not exactly what the word of God says. And this is where we fall into error and have challenges. And again, we understand that personal experience is a part of your walking in this natural world, but it should never supersede what the word of God says. And so for me, answering this question, what is the focus for TSV during this next chapter? I believe it's simply to continue in the truth that is the word of God. And we talked about this a little bit already, mm-hmm. by speaking what the word says and not what we think. And as I said, that's usually influenced by personal experience. Now, again, I'm going to keep talking about personal experience, especially in this first question, because I know that's important. I know that we are living a natural life, but you have to remember we're in this world. We're not of this world. And so because of that, we are spirit having a natural experience. And there is a difference in the process and how you look at this. And this is part of what we want to unpack in this next chapter. If personal experiences are not lining up with what the word says about them, then we will make sure that we are clear in that fact. So there'll be times when we'll say some things that about personal experiences that may not line up with the word of God. In complete honesty and transparency, we're sharing with you where we were, or maybe where we still are. I mean, we're not perfect. No one is. And there's going to be places in honesty that we share with you, our listeners, to see, hey, we understand that these are personal experiences, but we're going to let you know that that's what it is. And this is something that's not where we need to be. But then prayerfully, we're going to show you and then tell you how we've come from that place being led by Holy Spirit to bring those personal experiences in line with his word. And this is a part of our testimony. We understand that those personal experiences shape the world we live in, but we know that it doesn't get placed above the word of God. We must view our lives through the lens of scripture. And this is aided by the renewing of our minds. So this is, again, a part of our focus for TSV. Another part of our focus to me would be for us to stay in the truth that is the word of God. So we're continuing in the truth, and now we're staying in the truth that is the word of God by adhering to the whole counsel of God. I want to sharpen my answer a little bit here in Acts 20, 25 through 30. This is really important in terms of the understanding of what the whole counsel of God is. And this is where TSV falls in the line. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. And Brother Sozo and I know that God has given us this platform and we don't take it lightly. And we talked about this in episode 36. We've talked about this in all of our episodes, actually. It's very important that we recognize in humility that this was something that he ordained before the foundations of the world. And we're just simply walking in it in obedience. Now, part of this is demonstrated by our preparation each week. The preparation that we put in, the time that we spend with Holy Spirit to be able to bring you the word of God is very important, not just to our lives, but to those that God has brought to us to speak to. For some of you in our audience, we may be the only place where you get fed the word of God. And we know that speaking the word only and not just about the word allows us not to handle the word of God deceitfully and not do what we read in 1 Peter 5:3. And this scripture is very important as well, just in terms of coming in and understanding where our place is in terms of being directed by Holy Spirit, not lording over those entrusted to you. A lot of times you see ministers that have these churches. And again, we're not casting aspersions on anyone. We're not having any type of conflicts or challenges. This is just factual views of what we see in the church, that there are times when ministers, men of God, women of God operate in this place that they are above the flock. And if that wasn't the case, Holy Spirit wouldn't have spoken through Peter to tell us this when it says, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. This is part of our purpose. This is part of our vision. If you're listening to us now, our God has entrusted you to us to be an example. Abiding in the truth and presenting that truth is our continued focus at TSV. Brother, before we go to the next question, do you have anything you wanted to add there?
You eloquently spelled it out. It's interesting, though, that as we, as believers, we understand that the return of Jesus Christ is imminent. And even we see the signs, you know, when COVID started, it was the talk like, oh, yeah, he said it. The church should even be waxing stronger. The message should even be, you know, but it seems like it's the opposite. That in these end times, when the work should intensify, is when there is this relaxation, this continuing in the flesh, you know, and just abiding in there. They're not even, yeah, that's, again, not trying to cast aspersions over, just pointing out as it was dropped in my spirit. Another thing I wanted to add, personally, and we've talked about this offline as well, TSV has gotten me so deep into the word, where I felt like, oh yeah, I know it. And I'm like, wait, really? Right. Is this in the word? Are you serious? Because now, okay, before it was maybe head knowledge, but okay, and now I'm coming to speak the word. So it's now a different kind of study. This is not just a study of, John 3:16 says, but no. This is a study of, what does this mean? And then this is, in episode 36, you touched on this several times. So I didn't have an opportunity to talk about that. But when we study the Bible, when we spend that time, we don't read it as a textbook. We talked about this in other episodes as well. Just pick it up like, okay, let me just go through these chapters. We invite him that wrote it. Because if now we want to read a book in Spanish, we're going to find a translator.
Yes.
In French, the same thing. Because we don't speak that language. But because this is English, if we have the understanding that it is English now, but it wasn't English initially, even the people that wrote it, whatever Greek or whatever it is, it was written in a language that is not in the earthly realm. So we have to go there.
Come on.
The Bible says that everything in this in the Word of God was inspired by God himself.
Ah.
So we have to, let me
come on with it.
We have to go there. We can't just, so I say that to say, that's why when you ask that question, I said it gets even more intensified. It is now that focus of, okay, here is the word. Now, as you speak it, as this, that's what I feel in my spirit as we come upon this next chapter, this reset, you know, a time of a refreshing also in the spirit, you know, a revival, if you will. So things would intensify, you know. So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, brother. It harkens back to the episode that you led in season two about the devotional life of a believer. I mean, and this is apropos here, because as a believer in Jesus Christ, your devotion is to the one that saved your soul. And part of that devotion is time spent, not checking boxes, not, you know, compartmentalizing it to make it fit within your schedule, but actually heartfelt, compassionate, yielding in humility to the one that created you. Like, this is where we are and a part of our vision. And I'm not suggesting that we weren't doing this in the front half, right? This was not something that we weren't doing. We were continuing in that space. But now the intimacy is being a little bit more drawn in terms of the connection and the communion. Yeah. And we'll still have it with whomever God brings into our path, who Holy Spirit decides and directs us to in conjunction with this show.
Yes.
However, in this chapter, this is how we're moving forward.
Yep.
So, you know, as I segue to the second question, it's important for us to recognize where the vision is. And so, you know, when I asked the original question, which is talking about the focus, focus and vision are two different things. And so let's ask the question here and answer the question as well. Has the vision changed at all from our first chapter? And if it has, how? If it hasn't, why hasn't it? Brother Sozo.
Yes, the vision has, because 3 is now 2 in that aspect, right? Mm-hmm. So it's tweaked, right? The focus, again, to your point, the focus is like, here, this is how it is. I like to use practical things that make it easier. We all are embarking on a journey, and 3, 4, 5 of us are going down to Dallas. So the way we had it was, okay, you do A, I'll do B, you do C, you do E, and all of that. So split around 5 people. 2 drop off. Now it's 3 of us. So when we get to Dallas, it has to change, because now we have to switch things around a little bit. We have to move and adjust to the capacity that we have. And again, this capacity is not in ourselves, but it seems like you have something to say, bro.
Yeah, you're saying, but the task didn't change. It's just the number of people that were directed to the
task.
Come
on with it.
So now we're picking up more of the task and dividing it amongst 2 as opposed to 3. But I don't think the vision changes. But I understand your point. I do. And there is a shift.
Yes.
And I'll expand upon that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to kind of add that piece, because the mission is still the same.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more when I answer, but I just wanted to add that piece as you were talking. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. I think it's that shift, recognizing it, right? Okay. It's no longer how we set out to. It is now different, you know, but yeah, the mission still remains, but there is a little bit of a shift in there. And that's how I look at it. Like, okay, yeah. Is there a shift in our vision, or has the vision changed? A semantics on word. Maybe it's been altered. Maybe reconstructed. But not a total all change. Like, we're wiping everything out and kicking off afresh. But yeah, in some sense, it has. And again, I feel, to your point, the intimacy, the connection would lead to deeper places, you know, as we continue here, you know, and allow Holy Spirit to use us, you know, trusting Him to use us, sharpening each other.
Amen. Amen. Mm. And so, just to kind of piggyback on your example of what you meant, and that was good, because you got 3 or 4 people going to a certain place, and there's a directive that's been given to those 3 or 4 people, and one drops off. But the directive hasn't changed, because the one that gave you the directive is still expecting for that directive to be executed.
Yes.
Whether it happened with 3 or 4 or 1 or 2, he believes that it doesn't matter who he sends. He expects the directive to get done. And that, to me, is really where we are here. And the directive, in my estimation, has not changed. The mission hasn't changed. But what I think we have learned is that we cannot have intimacy without intricacy. And let me explain a little bit what that means.
Please,
let me
dive in a little bit. Please. Yeah.
Intricacy at a high level essentially means details.
Yes.
But also, if you press in, mm-hmm. providing that is a desire of yours. And I think this is kind of where the disconnect comes in. There's a level of understanding within the Spirit of God that comes from pressing in. When you groan in the Spirit, when you pray in the Spirit, when you continue to worship. David worshiped till his clothes fell off. There's a place that you get to where you're not concerned about what's going on around you. You seek the very essence and core of our God. And when you do that, seeking intimacy, you can't leave out intricacy. You can't leave out the details. We want all of God, but we don't want to put forth the effort to know who he is, to yield to his Spirit. And I think that's where the preparation comes in, the understanding that when you press into this desire to understand God and the purpose that he has for your life, you can know the things that the Spirit of God wants to share with you concerning your purpose for all aspects of your life, for all aspects of our podcast. I think that's where we're coming into now, the intimacy piece, but also understanding that details are so important. Now, I'm not talking about belaboring those details and nitpicking those details and trying to parse them to death, because unfortunately we do that. We can do that. Those are things that happen. Ask the enemy, trying to get you to question certain scenarios. When you hear from Holy Spirit and you get the instruction, obey. And I think that's where we are here. And one of the scriptures that I like to point out that has to do with this is in 1 John 2:20. It says, but you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. The NIV says an anointing. It replaces unction with anointing. So think about this. What does this mean? It means, as I was saying earlier, that if you press in intricately within your intimacy, within your devotion time with our God, he will show you the vision for your life. And I believe he's done that with Brother Sozo and I for this next chapter. I really believe that he's doing these things. He has also placed in our heart, this is another portion of the vision here, a vision to connect with truth seekers and truth speakers for the Spoken Verity Project, which will be a nonprofit that will produce shows like this one, along with TV and film that will spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, remember, our God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We ask and think in a vast capacity here, brother, at TSV, and we know that our God does even more beyond that. Yes. And it's driven by the amount of love that we are allowing to flow through us and out to you, our global audience. That's the power that works in you. So this is where I see our vision is going. So I don't think that's changed. If you look at our website and you look at the bios, we talk about the Spoken Verity Project. This was something that we discussed the very beginning of episode one, bringing these things in, seeking truth seekers, seeking truth speakers, and giving them this platform to come in to speak the word where truth has been muted across all types of mediums and platforms. No one wants the truth anymore.
No.
And everything that they say is truth is lies.
Yes.
It does not line up with the word of God. Yeah. And Holy Spirit of God knows that on this show, this Holy Spirit inspired show, we will not handle the word of God deceitfully. We will not look at the truth and say it's a lie.
Yeah.
We will not operate in that space, brother.
Absolutely,
anything
bro.
You want to add before we
Absolutely, bro. Yeah. Because we've talked about this in other episodes where we've, in certain areas, especially with media and technology, and I'll touch on both, the redeemed, have kind of looked at it as a secular thing. And then tomorrow we come and we're like, oh, all these shows that they have on TV. Well, the Spoken Verity is about to do something about that. Because we can't sit back and continue to be reactive. We are going to be proactive.
Yes.
We won't sit back and wait and say, oh, no, okay, this was happening. No. Now, coming a segue into technology, I spent recently a weekend with technologists, redemptive technologists, and this guy was talking about how artificial intelligence, one aspect of technology now, that God created those of us that are alive now for that technology. he knew, to your point about the vision and not changing, he knew that, okay, in 2021, Remy will be alive and messing with tech and James and all these other people.
Come on with that.
He was like, okay, I'm going to equip you to fulfill that which I had already pre-proposed. And that's to your point now about what you're talking about with that vision of, okay, we're still going to continue. The way we share the labor will be different, but it doesn't stop it. We're not going to sit now and say, oh, no, you know, this is now AI. We don't know. No, no. God has all the knowledge. Whatever he has blessed us with, wherever he has placed us, we'll continue with it. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Nothing changes it. Nothing can thwart the purpose of our God. Nothing.
That's right. Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing can stop what our God has purposed. And we're just very thankful that as we continue, we recognize that.
Yes.
We know that that's what's happening here. And we know that it's according to the power that works in us. And he's doing exceedingly abundantly above. Yes. And what is that power? It's the love of God. It's his spirit.
Come on.
That's in us. And how much are we allowing that spirit to manifest into our lives and into the lives of those that he's given us to?
Yeah.
And that's so important.
Yeah.
And as we transition to this third question, this is really kind of expanding more on the vision.
Yes.
But it also ties into some desires of our heart. Yeah. Obviously, this is a Holy Spirit-led discussion and Holy Spirit-led podcast. And so there may be things that not necessarily we don't want to talk about, but maybe we don't want to do it in the fashion and the manner and the sequence in which he directs us to. And that's just being transparent and honest here. Now, obviously, when he gives it to us in humility to the audience, we yield. Because I'm telling you, there have been times that I prepared starting on an episode that I thought was for you all. I thought it was for our audience. Yeah. And 2 hours in, he said, oh, that was for you. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I'm preparing for the show. And I thought that this was for them, but it was for me. So then I had to now move that out aside, thank him for it, and get back on it. And it didn't feel like it was that long. But the point is that there are times when these things happen and we have to recognize it. So according to scripture, our God gives us the desires of our heart, providing it's his will.
Yes.
So, Brother Sozo, what topics do you desire to discuss and explore with our global audience as we move forward?
According to the desire of my heart, which he has given to me because he's the indwelling spirit.
Yes, that's why I let it that way.
Yes, I know. I'm going to pick up the marriage topic a little bit again. I'm going to look at our relationship with the world through the marketplace, as people that operate in the marketplace, like missionaries in the marketplace, how we handle business, what we're supposed to do, and or how all of that works with. Devotional life might be a conversation that comes back again for us to evaluate, because I don't think 1 hour was enough to really pull all of that. I mean, we looked at, okay, the devotional life, but I think going even deeper now with that also. And then a couple of topics focused on unbelievers.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like literally just the entire episode on unbelievers. How, I don't know if it's how to be saved or how to come to Jesus or whatever he essentially titles it, but just literally the entire thing going off on, okay, this is solely for you. And it will probably be an episode that maybe our listeners that are saved can send as links to those in their life that they are not. But it's, I got that in my spirit that that's coming, where we just spend time and just speak to those that are not saved, like literally the entire episode. I don't know what that looks like, but those are some of the those are some of the desires he has given to me, brother.
Amen. That's good. Yes, that's that unbeliever episode, for lack of a better term, in terms of the title. Yeah, that'll be something, just because the focus will be on soul winning. And we talked about that again. Yes. And obviously that's another part of the mission here.
Yes.
He that winneth souls is wise.
Come on.
Proverbs 11:30, it's the latter half, so it's not the full scripture. The first part of that is the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life.
Yes.
So having an episode, this continues to unpack that some more is important.
Yeah.
So listening to your answer, my first two was your first two, which
what?
Yes, and you know, I'm gonna tell you, I am a sharer of details, and I know you know this, and I'm speaking directly to our audience, and you know, there were times within our previous reiteration that I wanted to share some notes and engage in that space, but we didn't do that this time. So
so we're fully in the spirit.
So this is yes, and I think that even if we're sharing notes, we can be in the spirit
do that.
Too.
Yeah.
We can be
yeah.
fully in the
yeah.
spirit because he can pivot us wherever he decides.
Yes.
Because we wrote it down, he gave it to us, but that doesn't mean he can't give us something else as a subtopic or even above that initial topic. So, but I agree with you. I really think that we need to get our wives on the show for a marriage series. Like that, this needs to happen. And, you know, you all are, you know, going towards a decade. So you're, you know, you're in the latter half of the decade. So you're getting there and, you know, we're going towards the middle part of our second decade. So the perspective that we'll be able to bring to our audience, I think will be palpable. It'll be something that we can really sink into and bring some meat in.
Yeah.
Brother Remy, you want to add something quickly on that?
Quickly, bro. It's just on my spirit. It won't even be one episode that they'll feature.
No, no.
It's going to be a series. That's what I got. But yeah, go ahead, bro.
That's why I said, that's why I said marriage series, brother. So.
I know. I'm concurrent with you. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and really, I think the series should start with an expose, if you will, on Adam and Eve. Like, that really needs to be the start. Like, you know, when Adam said, it's this woman you gave me when we started having all these problems, as opposed to it just being, I messed up, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hold my ground when the enemy came and said, spoke to my wife and said, have God said I should have split his wig then, but I didn't do that. So that's on me taking responsibility. So that's another show. But yes, I believe that should be an episode that we can explore.
Yep.
Stewardship is another topic that we must continue to unpack. And so the stewardship piece leads into episode 9's A Christian's Relationship with Money. So you talked about that a little bit. You added that in with the financial space. But this all ties in because we are stewards.
Come on.
We're not owners.
Come on.
Everybody likes to look at this as ownership. Now, not in pride, but you know, in business, we have a lot of real estate.
Yep.
We have titles of a lot of different companies on there that we control. That and from a legal perspective, the world says we own it. But God says that you are a steward. I have given this to you for stewardship so that you can now use that influence for my kingdom.
Come on, Lee.
That's what this is about. So this is another show. This is another scenario, but it's really important that we understand that that episode of Christian's Relationship with Money was that larger discourse about stewardship and what that looks like in the life of a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, remember, as I said, we don't own anything, not even our bodies. We are stewards over what God has given us. And as I mentioned before, if you have a lot in terms of abundance of gifts, wisdom, knowledge, wealth, your time not being encumbered by others, etc., then as a believer in Jesus Christ, Luke 12:48 is germane to you. It's something that applies into your life. And it states in part, to whom much is given, much is required. Now, lastly, I think, and I would hope, and I believe this in my spirit, to continue the conversation of race in the church. Now, remember, I don't use that word. I don't like the word race. It's not that word is something that is outside of the proper context because we are all from one blood and there is only one race, the human race. But I know that the color of one's skin is still a huge issue, even for those that name the name of Christ. And race is the word that is used to start the conversation, so to speak. I believe it is vital to know the natural origin of all the nations of the earth. I touched on this a little bit in 36. We need to know the natural origins of all the nations of the earth and see where we fall within these nations, these people groups, in relation to scripture. It's in the word of God, where these people groups come from, the different nationalities. Acts talks about that. Acts 17, we've discussed that in great detail. So it's there, but have we studied? Have we been intricately engaged with the word of God in these places? I believe that this will allow us to understand, at least in part, what demonic forces are coming against our people groups. This is something, again, that I shared in 36. I think we need to expound upon. I believe the Holy Spirit will allow us to do this. And this has been happening before the world began. You think about what happened with Jacob and Esau, just to kind of piggyback on the people groups and the nations. They were warring in the flesh. It started then in their mother's womb.
Yeah.
And that didn't stop when they were born. The warring continued in their generations after them and the conflicts and all of the different things that the enemy was using to be able to keep the word of God from coming into the earth. That's really what it was about, right? So again, this is another episode potentially, but I really believe and hope that the Holy Spirit of God will allow us to do that. He started it, so I think he's going to allow us to finish it. Yeah. What you got, brother?
That race issue, bro. It's important to be discussed, brother, because it's one foothold that the enemy continues to, it's gone more than a foothold now, going, it's a foothold. We won't declare that he has any kind of stronghold over the church. It's still the church belongs to Christ, but it's a foothold. Yeah. And it's something that we need to highlight and talk about. Again, not in judgment, but to point out areas where it could be oblivious to those that are in authority. Like, I didn't even know, you know, it doesn't have to get to somebody being killed for the church to start having conversations where, as a black man, I look at it like, oh, are you trying to be political correct now? Again, to that point I said earlier, where we are reactive instead of proactive.
Yeah.
These are things that we should be doing. Being in the spirit, asking the Holy Spirit, where should I be? What should I be talking about? So when it comes around, it's like, oh, this, yeah, Christians are already talking about this. They've been talking about this for years. Oh, you know, all these believers, rather than, oh, it's happening. Okay, now let's come, let's talk about it. No, if you stay in the spirit, if you seek, that's one thing I keep on thanking God for. Like you shared, brother, when we sit with certain episodes and he's like, no, that's for you, or it might even be for you, but it will still allow you to share it with us. Like,
that's right.
But go ahead and share it. And I feel sometimes those that are in those dispositions shy away from things like that because it might put them in the bad light. It might be bringing out, pulling their skirt, like you kind of say, you know, like, okay, pulling them out to where they are not supposed to be, you know, like, oh, I don't want to really talk about this because even preparing for it is pricking them. Preparing for it, their conscience is. And when you started talking about reading the word of God, right? And I think we've shared this in other episodes. When you read the Bible, most times, especially being in the flesh, when you read the Bible and it convicts you, you have the option of saying, okay, no, I won't read it again. Or you dig deeper.
Right.
Like, okay, now how do I go? You know, and I think that's where it's happening now, where we open the word and the truth of God hits us and we walk away with this. I think they call it cancel culture now. And I think it's somehow found its way where it's like, they can't cancel the word of God. That's just a waste of time. He says it will never change. It will remain. The mountains will pass away and everything, but his word will stand. But again, you know, I'm just flowing, but I'm just coming to that place where we need to speak the truth, even when it's places that we fall short. It's all I'm saying.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, brother, as we continue to speak about the vision and moving forward in our podcast, you made mention of a term in the world, the cancel culture. And it's not something that obviously we want to spend a whole lot of time on, but we do understand that it's out there. And we understand that, unfortunately, believers in Jesus Christ give more credence to things like that and think that that's something that, you know, has a place. But the word of God will never pass away. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It can't be canceled. And neither can you. You are a believer in Jesus Christ. So you have to operate in that space. And a part of our renewed vision, a part of our continued vision of TSV and just picking up the mantle and picking up some of the places that Holy Spirit has allowed us to do is just that. We are operating in a place of authority given to us by Jesus Christ, and we're bringing this to our audience. We want to elevate in the word of God. We want to bring you to a place being led by Holy Spirit to show you where things are in the word of God. You know, sometimes I've heard this said, not just on this show, but by others, that they need a thesaurus to listen to some of the things that I say, but those words are in the dictionary for a reason. Holy Spirit directed me to those words, It's meant to bring you up. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, I'm this great wordsmith and this great orator, but you are.
Go ahead.
I appreciate that. But my point is that I, by His grace, I'm allowing Holy Spirit to speak through me, and I'm not afraid to speak those words because it's the words He gave me.
Come on.
And again, these are not new words that the Reverend is making up. Like, I'm not creating a new language. These are words that are in the dictionary that will express and highlight the details and the intricacy of the intimacy that He is seeking with you.
Yes.
This is what we want to bring here at TSV, brother. And so it's very important that all of our listeners that are engaging in this episode and all of the episodes that we have been able to produce and will produce in the future is to understand that part of our vision is not just the winning soul piece, which is the most important piece, but how we go about doing that. Holy Spirit is going to draw people differently. Not everybody is going to get saved the same way, but He is drawing all men unto Jesus Christ. That's what He's doing. By His Spirit, and he wants to engage with you. And I believe that part of our vision and part of our direction for TSV is to continue in that space, to win souls for the kingdom of God, and to do it with love, to speak the truth in love, and to stay in the truth that is the Word of God, not being swayed by what we see in the world, not being swayed by personal experience, but only being moved by the Holy Spirit of God. There's been so many times I've woken up and Holy Spirit has said to me, don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. We will not be moved away from the hope of the gospel. We will stay in that truth. We will stay in that space. And I am very thankful that my brother Sozo was walking this out with me, and we are doing this together, speaking the Word of God in love. Thank God for His grace.
Thank God for His grace, brother.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Brother, what do we have for our audience for our 38th conversation?
Brother. So I asked in the Holy Spirit, He gave me unforgiveness, but specifically titled The Spiritual Poison of Unforgiveness.
Oh, Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah, it's going to...
TSV family, get ready. I don't want to start to talk more about this, but unforgiveness, Holy Spirit of God, and it is a poison. It's something that can course through your veins. Oh, Holy Spirit, we just thank You for that. That is a blessing. Make sure you tune in. Conversation 38. We thank God for that. Thank God for Brother Sozo bringing that in the next chapter. Let's close episode 37 in prayer. Father God, we just thank You once again for this awesome time that we've been able to spend with You and our audience to speak Your truth, Father, to continue to speak the Word of God as written, not as what we think, not as what we feel, but as what Your Word says, and doing that only, Father. Father, I thank You, Lord God, as we continue to move forward, that the vision has not changed. The laborers of that vision may have changed, but the direction in which You want to flow through this show has not changed. Winning souls is wise. We know that as a part of our purpose. We know that as an end time message through the Spoken Verity podcast, the goal, the aim is to win souls. That's what You wish. And Father, I thank You, Lord God, that You are doing that, that You're working that through us, that You are working all things for our good, that You are working all things for the good of those that are listening to this podcast, Father, believers in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, as we continue to now dig back in episode 38, Father God, we will do this again with the love of the Father, the love of You that's flowing through us to our audience, that compassion compels us to stay within Your truth. That compassion for those that You've given us charge over is to stay in that truth and to love those that we're speaking to, not lording over them, Father God, but giving them the opportunity through Your Son, Jesus Christ, being led by the Spirit to have eternal life. And receiving that, not just through the Spoken Verity podcast, but wherever You determine and wherever You see fit. Father, we just thank You, Lord God, for Your grace and mercy, for the direction of this podcast. It's in Your hands. We honor You, Lord God. We give You all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to TSD this week. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you use to do so. Please know that we love and care about you. If you haven't received Jesus Christ as your risen personal Savior, we invite you to do so today. Please go to thespokenverity.fm/salvation to accept the leading of Holy Spirit and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Until our next encounter, speak the eternal verity, the unchangeable truth that is the Word of God in love. All the blessings.